So I think, I don't know, it's almost like anytime I hit the bridge button in Astroport, it just doesn't work. So you said to use the Kepler one, but where's the IBC send section of on the Kepler website? Why am I not seeing?
So if you hit the asset, like just go down to Atom in your wallet and press it, it should have two options to either send or IBC send. And I don't, this may be that Injective doesn't function the same because I haven't done it like with Atom from Injective, but I've done it with other stuff.
Okay, hold up. Let me sort of see if I can.
Basically, just try to send it. Like if you were going to send it to a friend, just do get to there and there should be the option to like IBC send it, I think. You could also try TFM, but I know people have had the same problem with TFM lately. That's the one place that Injective is falling short, is that they have just like a little extra friction bridging because they like did their own bridge thing. It's kind of weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they want to direct you to like Injective bridge, which like works okay, but it's just more friction when people have like TFM that they like using and stuff.
Well, the Injective bridge is my problem. Like it's not actually allowing me to transfer Atom back to my wallet. It's just stuck there now.
Yeah, that's weird. You would think Atom would be the one that can go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they've done here.
That's the one thing I know about Injective is I've heard too many complaints of just similar things to this where people are like, I don't know exactly what happened, but my money is stuck from transferring it to or from Injective. Not stuck, but like timed out in the reelers. I guess it's probably what level 10 was saying with the gas issue, maybe.
That would make sense. It's wanting to send to, it wants to send from my wallet to another Injective address, not to a...
And there's not a little IBC send tab up above that stuff.
See, I don't see it. I don't see it here. Oh, let me see. Unless
it's going to be on my computer soon, I'm going to try sending some Atom's Injective and see if I can figure it out in a few minutes.
I can try it on the phone app, maybe. See what happens.
I got
here.
My mum to sell and remortgage the family home, and then I took all the money and I told her I was going to put it in a really good investment fund, and then I put it all in autism coin.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, play hard, you know, win big. That's my motto.
Is it really?
Zara speaking? Because I can't hear Zara.
Yeah, I am speaking.
Yes, she is.
So, never mind. How much Atom do you have lost in the void right now, Seffy?
No, oh, no, it's irritating me, though.
More than any of our entire net worths.
It doesn't allow it to actually transfer.
Seffy, just go to Minsk and enter your Atom address and check.
No, it's on Injective. It shows it there. It just doesn't.
Then just enter your Injective address and see what the transaction says, the last one you sent, and you know what's going on. Start from there.
I mean, it's not stuck if it's showing at least, but you got
to figure out. Is Astroport the only DEX on there, or is there another one right now?
There's Helix, is another one, but I don't know if you can access it.
Helix?
Yeah. Helix. I would look up their Twitter. I don't do a bad website.
Well, just go to Osmosis, go to the asset tab and get it back from there. You have a deposit button and Osmosis should get the gas fees right for Injective.
I don't think you could do Atom that way though. Yeah. Right?
Okay.
I think you can
Seffy.
Yeah, you can do Injective.
Seffy.
Mm-hmm.
IBC.fun.
Okay. That's what Slink said earlier.
Literally.
Let's try this one.
I see a picture, Steffi, of what you need to put in.
Is there a way to just transfer on that, or is it you're just IBC swapping instead?
It's effectively doing the same thing, though, right? Like, it just multi-hops.
Yeah, except for taxable events, but yeah.
So I have Atom on Injective. Mm-hmm.
And where do you want to send it?
And I want to send it back to Cosmos Hub.
So just select Cosmos Hub and then Atom.
See if it works here.
The Astroport bridge, I've heard people having issues with it. It puts in like old addresses on the other side of the bridge and stuff rather than like,
yeah.
So just don't use that.
Oh, that's right. I DM'd you about that when it happened. Like, hey, what the fuck just happened?
All right, just so I don't like get my shit lost here. Let's do one as a test, I guess. Make sure it goes. I don't know.
IBC.fun is really good because if you only connect one wallet, like your one Kepler wallet, mm-hmm. it will never send you to like a wrong wallet or address. It will only send you to your own.
Yeah, I had TFM like seeded my, it took me forever to figure out, it like seeded a previously connected wallet and then sent it to like one of, fortunately it was my wallet, but it was, took me a while to figure out. I was like, where the heck did that money go? It's like mempool stuff. It's like not on the, it's not on the blockchain side.
It's like broadcasting transaction failed. What's the error? Not happy with this. Let's see. Let me try it again. It is. I definitely have the injective fee token on that side, I believe. It is failed with code 30.
Yeah, is it like account sequence mismatch or insufficient gas?
Block height, timeout height, it didn't say. Transaction field code 30, that's all it said. Code space SDK. I have no idea what the issue is.
Interesting.
Here.
Okay, so in...
But the other thing is when I go to Astroport itself, when I go to like the bridge, I was able to bridge to injective, but I wasn't able to go back for some reason.
Yeah, cool. So in your Kepler extension, in your browser, click it.
Mm-hmm.
So it opens up. Now you see your balance with all of your tokens. The very bottom.
Okay. Let me see here. Uh-huh.
Yep. The very bottom, you've got the wallet icon, then like the two arrows.
Yep.
This is the IBC send or swap. So select.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Okay. Select Atom. And then you want to go Atom to Atom. And it will do it for you.
Okay. So first go to the actual. Okay, add my injective to back to hub, and it is showing up here. It's using injective as the fee, and let's see if it does it. I'll test with one again. High gas fee, approve. In progress, successful. There you go.
Yay, woo.
That's where the button was. Oh my God, Zara, it's all up. I'm so glad you came to help me.
Yeah, no worries, anytime.
I thought it was just stuck there until you solved this for me. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I have a big orb. I have a big gypsy mm-hmm. crystal orb, and I looked in it and I visualized your Atom becoming unstuck and being free to fly back.
I'm pretty sure it's your retard energy that was necessary for fixing this.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay. I still didn't get my fucking autism token. And these Wait, people, so hey, by the way, Rarma, is there a reason why like the slippage is so extraordinarily bad despite the pool looking fairly decent on Astroport for
I think,
the autism token?
I think it's mostly an Astroport query or indexer issue. I don't think the actual outcome of your trade has that big slippage. So if you were to do...
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
If you look at the total, it's not that much slippage. Like, if you just look at the team numbers, it's just giving you, like, a
5% slippage. But when you actually execute it, your output token amount is, you know, more like 1 or 0.5 or something like that. Obviously, be careful with larger really? Amounts. But, yeah, what I've noticed is the output amount is much larger than what shows in the UI.
It's definitely doing some weird stuff too. So I would do small swaps in succession because I had one swap in particular on the like it just got completely yeeted. Like I got like a dollar on like a $50 trade for some reason. So it's not perfect. I think it's partially just the low liquidity coins when they're like super volatile. Like I don't understand how like order matching works, but it's gotta be difficult when they're going crazy.
Okay.
No, it's the damn pool is just so imbalanced. That's the problem, I guess.
Can you explain what it means to have an unbalanced pool?
I can take this one if you like.
Yeah.
So make it fun.
Make it calm.
Now you're pushing me. I'm in the office, so I have to be mindful. Maybe someone else can take it if we need to make it fun.
But doesn't need to be weird. Doesn't need to be weird. You can just like do a showman's voice, you know. All right. It doesn't need to be fun. Just can someone explain?
All right. So when you create a pool and you seed it with liquidity, generally what you'll do is you initiate a token price for the token based on the token that you pair it with. So in this instance, say I had 1 million autism. And I paired it with one injective, and injective was $40, then you would take away the zeros, and that would give you the price of one autism would be however many zeros it is based on the injective price. So when you seed it, that's the token price. But then when people swap, you're trading between those two tokens. What seems like the scenario is that when the tokens were put in, there was like more of one token at a particular point. Therefore, when you go to add liquidity, you're adding an indifferent amount because of the way that it was seeded. And it's a little bit different in passive concentrated liquidity pools because it basically does order book style positions through it. So when to balance it out, you really need people to like add liquidity in another direction to like balance the amount of the pool. But it's so XYK pools, basically there should be 50-50. Passive concentrated liquidity pools or concentrated liquidity pools, they don't need to be 50-50. They're built to not really be that. So it's okay that our pool's like not 50-50. It really is. But what you would want is I think it should be a little bit closer than what it currently is. I think it's like you add like $800 worth of autism, but you only need to add like $400 worth of injective, is what I've seen when like going to add positions. So it's probably a little bit too far. You probably want a little bit closer. I don't actually think we can fix it, by the way. I really don't.
When you say
Zara, did you understand all that, Zara?
Yeah, I did actually. I'm not a retard, Duffy. But
no, you just have autism.
But well, I do have autism. Yeah.
Who doesn't?
When you say 800 and 400, can you elaborate on that? Because you lost me there.
Yeah, cool. So like if I was to add like, I don't know how much it's worth at the moment, but if I added 200,000 autism, I would then need to match it with, say 10 injective, right? The 200,000 worth of autism is worth $800, but the 20 injective is only worth 400, hypothetically.
Okay, all right. Okay, thanks. That was a good explanation. Sorry for spagging out at you, Safi. It's just I have autism.
Wow, I didn't understand a word he said.
That's because you
glad, I'm glad you figured it out, though.
Only autistic people could understand that shit.
Yeah. Are we even using the term autism correctly?
No.
I don't think that's what autism means.
Okay, we can use the word spastic instead.
I think it's got like a new name now.
I don't think that's what spastic means either, Zara.
Retard.
Something retard doesn't sound right here. Yeah, it does not sound right.
You know, I never really...
like autism affective disorder or something now. They made a nicer name for it.
So yeah, that's well...
the crypto thing, huh? Am I right? I like...
Oh, hey. Autism is a crypto thing? Yeah.
What if
I bought some more Zeph for my meme coins. You'd be proud of me.
Oh, nice. How much did you make some good gains on your meme coins?
Yeah. I moved out of Zeph at like 25 into this silly, stupid foo-foo dragon coin, and then it doubled. So ooh. I just
a 2X pulled half on and
put it back in. Yeah, pretty nice.
2X on foo-foo, wow.
Yeah, 2X on foo-foo. I teased you with a tweet about this. Not that I expected you to buy it. It was like a silly coin, but it's funny that it actually worked out.
Hmm.
I thought foo-foo was what black women called their vaginas.
Probably.
That's not what they call their Zara. I don't think that's true.
I think that's autistic black women.
Foo-foo slang. I'm Googling it.
Oh.
Hope safe search is on.
Seffi, did you actually check the price from injective to autism in on CoinHall?
What's that?
Did you actually check the slippage on coinhall.org from injective to autism? It should be fairly small.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Let's connect some.
The swap on CoinHall when it works is a lot more convenient, but it's not working very consistently for me. It's a lot better system than Astroport, though. Honestly, like Astroport should just pay CoinHall to do the front end with their site because it's better.
Are you saying CoinHall? Because when I Google CoinHall, I just get a board game.
Yeah, it's CoinHall. CoinHall.org.
A board game?
Wait, is it CoinHall like
what
a hole?
What are you doing?
You put CoinHall.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, it's not CoinHall.
CoinHall.
Yeah.
CoinHall.
Yeah, I was Googling CoinHall and nothing was coming. CoinHall.
CoinHall the coin next. That's the next thing we're going to have to create. Can't be
that
hard.
Yeah, you put your coins in this hole and you get nothing back.
Exactly. Yeah. Wait, how is that different?
You might as well just call them a woman.
How's that different from what we're doing now?
Yeah. No, it's just more transparent. They're just telling you.
It's more transparent. It's like, put your...
Call my wife a
coin. Keep it really, really simple.
Hey, people burn their coins for no reason. It's kind of like that. I'm always amazed when it's like, let's do a burn. And people are like, yeah, I'm going to throw my money down the drain.
Coin.
Well, you have to be there. You have to feel the warmth of the bonfire.
You had to be there. I've heard that one before. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. So hole.org. Let's see what's going on then. I'm going to become a crypto poster, everyone.
You'd probably be really good at it.
Yeah. Looks like I can make a lot of money on this Luna thing.
My cousin is like severely autistic, and I was debating the morality of like teaching him to trade. Is that okay?
Oh, you should make him a functional. You know,
he can. Hey,
I mean, like, what if he's really good at it? You know,
Rama, can you twist Reese's arm to get the like Wahwa Juno channel fixed? I have IBC Wahwa stuck on Juno. I have no idea why.
How much do you have there? Because if it's less than 10 million, then is it really worth our time?
I don't know. It's a pretty good amount of money.
Okay.
Yeah, it's up a lot, too.
I'll check with him.
But it's kind of stuck there, so it's kind of like, well, you can swap it in JunoSwap, the problem, or whatever DEX there is now there, Loop or some bullshit, but the problem is the price is not accurate there at all, so it's just stuck. Actually, I know what the primary purpose of all these Cosmos chains is. It's to take all my money and turn it to dust everywhere. Spread across thousands of wallets. You're like, your mother's like, what happened to all your money? Oh, well, there's a dollar here and a dollar there and a dollar there and a dollar here.
Yeah, I have $5,000. Just give me a year to consolidate it.
Mm-hmm.
Crypto is like shopping for boys.
Crypto's for boys?
Yeah, it's like shopping for boys.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some women in crypto like Jade and Slinks, and
that's the extent of it. Yeah, that's it pretty much.
Crypto that's Pancake. Crypto Pancake, love her.
Pancake, Pancake's there, yeah. You're right.
I mean, I'm sure, okay, wait, let's list them. Oh, there's that Asian woman, Fireburst.
The Asian woman. Mm-hmm.
Melania Trump, she's in the crypto too.
Shirley Lowe?
Shirley Lowe.
Who is Shirley Lowe? Who is Shirley Lowe?
Shirley Lowe shows up everywhere, just never speaks.
Dude, I swear it's like the feds or something, because she'll be in like every space at one time. She never talks. She's following literally everyone. It's really fucking weird.
Have you heard Shirley Lowe speak? Seriously?
No, no, I've never. I don't think she does. But she's literally like there was a space like a year or two ago where everyone changed their profile picture to Shirley Lowe, and it was called Who is Shirley Lowe, and it was like 100 Shirley Lowes. It was pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there is like something weird going on with that account. It could just be someone who like really likes to keep up on like all things crypto, but I don't know. She's got weird vibes.
What's the handle?
It's Shirley Lowe. I don't know the handle.
I don't know that you want her following you though.
Yeah, right. No, she's following me, and I'm scared about it. I don't like it.
Seems kind of concerning just to even Google it. Honestly, she seems sus. If it's even a girl.
It's probably like the NSA or something.
Yeah, someone behind that account is dubious for sure.
Maybe it's just a Brewsalt classic. Or is.
I don't think so.
Are you going to buy the autism dip or what?
That's what I tried to do, but like I couldn't figure out how to make this fucking thing work.
How do I sell all of my injective?
You just swap it to USDT, I guess. Or you can send it to Osmo and swap to other stuff.
Zara, have you ever twopped?
Twopped?
Yep.
Is that when you get a cigarette filter stuck in your lung?
Girls be twopping these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitches love twopping.
It's a thing, man. Like, it's a crypto thing.
What does it mean, Seffy, to twop?
I'm waiting average something.
Price.
I have actually always wondered what T-wopping is. What is it?
T-wop. All right, we're taking it African-American now. T-wop.
Yeah, this is a racist thing. Twopping is racism.
Yeah, like but you walk up to someone.
Yeah, the idea is like, it's like just a moving average, Phil. And basically what happens is it's basically taking the price in terms of how long it's been, you know, at a certain, like in a certain time period, how much the price action has happened. So it's like, it takes into account, it's kind of like the volume weighted average price type of idea. But so there's time weighted average price and volume weighted average price. And so it's like, if you spend a certain amount of time at a certain price of an asset, then that makes it sort of like the true price in a sense. And then people try to buy lower than that level and sell higher than that level.
Right. So if you're like T-wopping in, you're like trying to enter at or below that price probably.
Yeah, exactly.
But what does T-wop mean? What does it stand for?
Time weighted average price.
So say you're shopping, right? And like, you're like, oh, you know, I need to go get myself like, you know, a nice new dress. And you go online and you're looking around and you're like, oh, like, you know, the price is $50. And then, you know, you're like, oh, you know, I'm feeling a bit fat today. I don't want to buy it. You look again, like, you know, 5 hours time. And then all of a sudden now it's like, it's on sale. It's $30. You're like, you know, I really don't want to purchase it. And then you come back like another 5 hours later and now it's $70, right? You could have bought three dresses. And then you would have averaged out the price being about $50.
No, well, kind of.
Yeah, time weighted average price. You know you buy it.
But basically, let's say Zara, you take that same thing, but like for $50, the dress was out there for like 6 months. Wait,
instead of a dress, can we talk about a slave?
Or a slave? Okay, slave. Your slave. was on the slavery block for, let's say, 6 months, right, at $50. But only for 1 month was a slave on sale for $20, and only for 1 month was the slave on sale for $70. So if your slave was on sale for $50 for 6 months, the time weighted price is going to lean in favor of the $50 because that's okay. The time it spent the most time at that price. Does that make sense now?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, it literally is
just. So now, as long as I put it in slave terms, it made sense to you.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, dress, it makes more sense.
You understand that, like, the actual asset, whether it's a dress or a slave, is not what's relevant here.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Like, it's like, that's not the point. We're not trying to sell slaves. You understand this?
Yeah, but it makes a more enthralling image in my mind that helps me remember. I'm never going to forget a twop now. I'm going to think,
Slave twop.
Slave twop.
Someone just dumped autism pretty hard.
No. So
the next man you meet, you're going to be like, have you ever seen a twop before? And he's going to be like,
If all my autism is worth nothing, I'm going to kill myself.
It looks like it's still doing fine, but
you know what? If I had an autism coin for every time Zara said she's going to kill herself.
Well, you have two.
I'd have all of it.
No, you'd have
all
two.
All autism points.
You said it twice.
It wasn't twice.
I said it once earlier and then once
you said that at least like 1,000 times, I'm sure.
Well, like, are we talking about this space or total?
Like in total.
We could, wait, like, I'm just trying to think about twops, but for...
These are recorded. Rarma is very good at going through tons and tons of, like, data. And he could like figure out exactly how many times you said it. So don't lie, okay?
Rama, are you rich? Have you earned a lot of money from your data gathering info, or have you misdirected it?
No, that's why I'm currently in the fiat mine office. Mm-hmm.
That's why Rama's buying. He's gone down to the level of buying meme coins.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate. In the office, do you stand up
and
go?
You know what's funny, Rama? So, like, periodically, you'll get someone that says, you're telling all your followers to get some sort of microcap. They're going to get wrecked like they got in some other token. Like, do you realize that, like, 90% of my so-called follower account is, like, some bots or some shit? They're not even real. And the few people that are here are, like crypto degens, they don't give a fuck about, you know, buying like, you know, Bitcoin at $65,000 and selling it at $16,000. They don't care about that. I don't know. Like, nobody wants to know about that shit. They want to know what's the fresh new thing, I think. What's your impression, Rama?
Yeah, I think so. I think people want to be excited. They want to be entertained. They want to be enthralled. They want the opportunity.
Not me.
Does your name have happy in it?
Yeah.
Is that ironic name or what is it? Like, it's not real.
It's real. It's real.
Might I suggest maybe swapping it to sad?
What? No. I don't think so.
Okay.
I built up too much brand recognition, you know.
Yeah. Why did you need Binance's help immediately? Has that been resolved since?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Woo!
Thanks.
My dad owns Binance.
Is he single?
He's in jail now, then.
No, that's just the other guy.
Hey, did anybody here send CZ a care package? The guy got crucified for all your sins, and you know.
Yeah, he pretty much did. I like how they didn't let him leave, like after saying he could. It was pretty messed up.
I sent CZ a bowl of soup, hot leek and cabbage soup, and a Father Christmas outfit made of polyester from Shein.
Do you guys remember that time that CZ came and spoke on the space? That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
I honestly didn't realize he was like gay or bisexual and, or whatever until we met him.
CZ is gay?
I mean, it must be like common knowledge or something, but I didn't know. I just...
He looks like a gay. I think he's gay. Hey, Savi, I have a question for you.
Yes, I did get an autism token.
No. I am not asking about token. I just want to know how much do you earn from your profession, like doctor? Well, how much doctor earn in America?
It depends, but my particular type.
I don't know what kind of doctor are you.
He's the top doctor. He's like the number one doctor in all of America. So what he says won't be representative of what most doctors earn, because most of them just get scraps and pittances.
It varies, but like somewhere between probably, for an intensive care person, it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of like many people be like 300,000, something like that annually.
Enough. Yeah, and do you know in India, doctor is kind of treat like a god, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in India, you are going to be, you can earn 2x or 3x more than USA, because in India, you can earn like $1 million in 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah, but then you have to also live in India. And what if he doesn't want to live in India?
Yes, doctor got really some very good income source, and they also sell kidneys and livers and eyes. So, you know.
So you're suggesting I move to India and sell people's organs?
Yes.
Is the organ part a side hustle, or?
I'm taking notes.
Yes, you can add every doctor doing these things, you know. In India, it's
everybody's
kind of
doing
illegal. That's yes, every doctor.
Oh. Okay. Zara, do you want to come have your TWAP operation? I will.
Yeah.
I promise I'll sell your kidneys to Phil.
Yeah, okay. My kidneys are pretty healthy, to be honest. I'm in really good health. I've got to be honest with you.
This is perfect because my cousin is on kidney dialysis and she really needs a kidney. So I'm going to hold you to this.
You can pay in autism tokens.
Wait, do you need to have a matching blood group to have an organ donation? No, it doesn't matter, does it? No, does it?
No, you can donate it and get another one. That way, like, if you get a person to donate it, they can match one for you because you're contributing one.
Like an NFT.
No, I mean, yeah. What's her blood type? Does it matter? Because I'm negative. I'm O negative.
I don't know, so, but it doesn't have to match, because if you give whatever blood type you are just to the bank of organs, they can pull one of her blood type out. But the only way is if you, like, contribute one, you know. That's the only way to jump the list anyway.
Am I allowed to contribute one and then I get one back, but I just eat it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess, like, in a free world, that should be allowed, right?
Yeah.
I wonder how kidney tastes.
I mean, you can eat animal kidney. It tastes a little bit like piss. Surprisingly.
I think I know the name for the new Dex. It's going to be Kidney Swap.
Kidney Swap. Oh my god, dude, that's awesome.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
That would be really good.
Yeah, that'd be pretty, like, okay, I need to talk
or like to organ swap this. And like everything could be like an operation related themed LP.
Yeah, we're gonna have like an organ swap a Dex on let's see, no, we'll have to have I'm gonna talk
be on the narrow. It'll have to be on a privacy.
Yeah, bone marrow, you got like, you know, or kidney, liver, whatever. This is gonna be good.
If you LP everything in the body, you get a boosted rate.
Yes, I can give you the supply, kidney, liver, everything.
Yeah, to be a possible organ recipient, you have to, like, you know, that's like getting airdropped a kidney. Did you get airdrop of the kidney token? Yeah, I did.
No, no, I missed it. Sorry, buddy.
How long until kidneys on Astroport, though? Like maybe 2 hours or less?
I forgot all these people here listening.
The liver enzyme token.
That could be a cool concept, like learn biology while doing DeFi, you know, to be like a integration of things.
It's like a little bit of vitamin A for your eyes or something.
Yeah. I mean, it could be like it's literally just like the body. Like you could have all the tokens for various things connected. Be cool.
Yeah, but everyone has to know all the different steps of like oxidative phosphorylation and then all of the different little cofactors and stuff. They have to be in the perfect proportion. Otherwise, you lose money.
Yeah.
To make optimum ATP. And if the market crashes, like then you
won't get like a biochemistry test, basically.
Maybe we could integrate the heart rate thing. Also, the HRV.
It could, but HRV sounds a little close to HRT, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't really want that.
So, like a little bit of like estrogen token, a little bit of T.
Yeah, progesterone token. You can have adrenaline token.
That should be a coin, though.
Testosterone with the. Yeah, like, do you need more T? I got some T for you.
Yeah, like I'm high tea, plenty to go around.
We can make like the kind of like TSH token as well. And then if you have loads of TSH, you actually start to feel the hormonal effects of having a really high amount of that hormone in your body. So you can like kill people by sending them too much of the wrong hormone, you know?
What if you had a wallet, Zara, and in that wallet you could accept sperm token? That exists, by the way.
Yeah, you'd be raped constantly. Horrible.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, on a public blockchain, yes. Disgusting.
People keep spending that on Solana, the sperm token. I just saw it the other day.
It's on Kujira.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was like one of the first ones they airdropped, but I don't know if it's. It might have literally just been like to test the airdrop. I don't know if it does.
Do they mean like sperm whale on that, or they mean like actual sperm?
I was assuming the whale, but I guess you can't really tell for sure, right?
Does anyone here have a red light? Because I'm sat under a red light right now, and I'm feeling like a real cool lizard. I think it's a good investment for everyone.
Red light means you're open for business in the prostitution district, Zara. That's not not an ornament.
Yeah, that's true, but it's nice. It's like a chicken lamp, and it's kind of warm as well.
Kind of weird it's not a green light, right? Like green for go. But I'm open for business. The light is green. Let's go.
Well, no, because how are you going to have sex in the green light? Also, yeah, it's just, that's a crazy thing to
do. Yeah, that might be a little weird. Yeah.
Hey, Sevi, did you see the injective nails across the $40 marks?
I did. I bought the thing at like $25, so I'm doing okay.
Yes, and he says, do you know there is some meme coin in this injective token chain?
You mean autism? Yep. That's what we've been buying today. Did you get yourself some already or no?
No, I didn't buy anything right now. I'm going to buy it.
You're not going to make it.
Yes, I'm looking at just the coin all things and the ninja token, something like that. I also think there's...
No, not ninja. You need the autism one.
And I also bought like a Tally's token and something like two or three meme coins.
Tally's is not a meme coin. It's an NFT site.
Every meme coin is not a meme coin.
You're right. It's a meme coin. Whatever.
Luna Classic is not a meme coin. Do you still hold this Luna Classic or sell that?
Nobody here has any Luna Classic.
I just bought like, you know, 5 or 6 million at the early stages. And it just become 10x in this bear market. That was crazy run.
Very nice. So you've moved out of your, you have a new house then or what?
No. I lost like 25k in the Luna crash. And so I earned something like 15k in Luna Classic and still 10k I didn't pay to the bank. And You know,
so you're trying to break even this. You're trying to get back to square one this year.
What do you say?
You're trying to break even this year or what?
Yes, I already break even. Everything I did is like, you know, I learned this market. I last 1 year, I become a pro in this industries. And wow. I research after research, and I earn some very good money.
Did you take loan out on UST or something from your bank?
Nah, UST, everything is gone. Like I said, it's like 2 years ago, man. And that was that time I lost like a 20K that time, I think.
Damn.
Zephy, follow me, please.
Dude, Zephy's on sale, boys. Okay. $19.99.
So is Zeph actually Zephy's coin? Is it your coin, Zephy? It's not your coin, is it?
Pretty much.
It's a secret. Don't say
it's
anything.
It's not your coin, then. Why don't you have your own coin?
Not mine.
Why don't you have your own coin?
It's still in my imagination. Zara, would you buy it? Would it be the first crypto you ever buy?
Yeah, I would. I'm at the stage of my life where I'm going to buy cryptocurrency. But I'm only going to do it when you, Bruce, and Iz tell me to at the same time, and then I'll trust you.
Oh, you have to see a message from all of us simultaneously.
Yeah, or maybe just, you know, you're all shilling it at the same time. You're in on something.
It's like, you know how you have to, like, launch a nuclear missile? You have to have, like, two people with cards and have to push them at the same time?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, where is Bruce? I didn't see that guy, like, 6 months. What happened to him?
He died in a car accident.
Yeah, that was shocked. And I think he's kind of pervert, so maybe... I assume he would be HIV positive or something like that.
That's a horrible thing to say about a dead person.
Too true.
Autism. Uninjective. That's amazing.
All right, guys, I gotta leave you.
Where are you going?
Yeah, sleeping.
Oh, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Yes, I know this situation. Your wife is sleeping right side of you.
Quite possible.
Vikram's almost like
the old like ball and chain. Oh.
Vikram's become a psychologist of some kind.
No,
maybe Vikram, describe. Maybe you could describe like Zara's psychology. What do you think?
I don't know. He's maybe some randomly. I don't know. I think he's a. She looks like a rat.
Yeah.
That little rat.
Right. Just love cheese. Just I'm always sniffling around looking for the next bit of cheese to eat. That's me.
And maybe she's your receptionist in your lab, medical lab.
She's a rat in a hat.
Vikram, how do you... You know what I can't figure out is how you do that Indian accent so perfectly for like an hour at a time on Spaces. Like, do you practice like first and then come on here?
Like right now, the Indian time is 3:43 a.m.
Yeah, no? that's very in character. Yeah.
And you know, I sleep at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. in the morning, and I wake up 10 a.m. like 4 hours. I sleep 4 to 5 hours maximum.
Why do you do this?
You know. I already told you I spend some time in research, learning about this blockchain industries. And I think blockchain is the future. So we have to prepare, you know, for earning money.
You know, blockchain happens in the daytime as well.
No, daytime I work for the government and the bullshit job. Daytime I'm working for the Indian government. And you know the how bullshit the job is. There's so many poor people, and I have to spend the government money to them. And that was very, very weird.
That is weird.
Poopy butthole.
Turbo, did you pick up your autism tokens yet?
No. What are these?
Really?
No. This is the first I've heard of the autism token.
We've all been told that autism is on Injective, and you go on there and you pick yourself up some, is the theory.
Hmm. Sounds intriguing. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, this is a way to fleece all the ultra Injective rich people who got like moon bags to pump this coin of some kind, apparently. I don't really know. I don't make the rules up, man. This is how crypto works.
I shall take a look.
But this is the theory.
I'd say I'm more Asperger's than autistic.
I think it's like, what's the market cap now? Like 6 mil or 7 mil or something? Something like that. Let me look at CoinHaul. It's on CoinHaul. If you pull up like Injective on CoinHaul and like pull up autism, it's in there somewhere. Apparently. Let's see. Let's see what it's doing now.
Who makes all these shitty tokens? Like, how hard is it to make an autism token?
This one, I think I would recommend taking a good guess.
Fair enough.
Now you understand. Like, yeah. So it's just take a guess.
Put it this way.
It has 200,000 in liquidity on the pool. And it's like just came out, right? Like in the last couple of days. And it has like as much trade volume as the entire like market cap of the thing.
He's just buying and selling it all himself
within 24 hours. And like, what else is there to know? It has like a fairly high pool APR for Injective plus the autism token, which it's like 22% APR for the autism injectable. Pairing, and then there's like a market cap right now of 7.7 million. And then there's a FDV of 7.7 million too. So it's
cool.
Yep.
All the other ones, most of the shitcoins launching have like insane FDVs because they're dumping them on everyone.
Yep. So this is not the rug pull coin you're seeking.
Yeah. If you want those, just buy any of the other ones mostly on there right now.
Yeah. 7 days, like 6 or 7 days ago, I already told you this Injective chain is now full of liquidity, and you can see some massive explode in this short, you know, DeFi coins in this Injective chain.
Yep. So autism is definitely the one you want in this pile here. This is only 2 days old, so it's like it's barely begun its trek.
So do you think it is going to survive like a long time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason for it to not.
It'll survive. The price might be a lot below this.
Price might be zero, but yeah, it can survive. No, it's liquidity is only like 200,000, but like, I don't know. It depends. Like, you have to see that go up by like quite a lot. So maybe people will you know, like LP the thing or something, maybe.
I'm doing it right now just for the culture.
You're going to LP it?
Yeah, just for fun. Ooh. It's a good way to keep track of the price, too, because you can just, like, check the LP ratio and, you know, I don't know, I like doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Good point. You can see there is some meme coins in Solana, like a bonk, and that was, the market cap is like $1.5 billion. And the Solana is like 30 billion. So you can still predict the 1% liquidity of the actual chain in a meme coin is possible. So 1% liquidity, that's mean like 30 million, I think. So 30 million market cap is possible for autism.
That seems reasonable. That's about where Puppy Coin topped out, I think. So we'll see.
Yes.
I want an SFR coin.
What's that?
Stupid fucking retard. Would that be wholesale inappropriate?
People would buy it.
People would buy it.
I think autism is actually a, you know, that's simple and elegant branding. People will buy autism.
I want an NGR coin.
What does that stand for?
Oh God, of course you had to ask.
I mean, I don't want to say it out loud what I think the N stands for, but I don't know what the G and the R. Oh wait, gay retard.
Yeah.
Like, what combination of coins would be maximally disrespectful to everybody, like to all humans?
Dogecoin.
I wonder if you I've got news to put it on a permission list.
Dogs love. I mean, humans love dogs.
Humans love dogs, but
I don't know about you in India or whatever, but the thing is, humans love dogs.
Yes, I also have dogs, you know. I also have dogs, and human loves dogs, but it's not a dog, it's a Dogecoin.
Okay, is all our shit going to zero today or what? What happened?
I've bought so much fucking Zeph.
Oh, at $20?
I've just got so much fucking Zeph. If it goes up, I'm going to be so fucking rich. It's ridiculous. Just keep buying it. Just more and more and more.
I've got a good pile. I missed $18 yesterday.
Yeah, I got it at like 21.
Or 18, 19, something like that.
I ate into the Lilavana token thinking it was going to go up, and sold it all up for like a 40% loss and just bunged it all in Zeph.
I was so tempted to sell Lavana when it ran up like that, but I just felt bad because they were like gift coins, so I'm not going to dump them.
Well, I bought like last night when it was going up, and then it was up like 40%, and then it dumped.
Yeah.
So I end up down 40%.
I think it'll do well as a coin, but that's obviously not a good start when people see that, but I have faith.
I don't really know why you'd hold it though, like... There doesn't seem to be any value accrual for the holders. Like, you can't stake it. You know, it's not like Kuji where you get some yield. Like, what's the
point of having it? I don't know much about it. I was kind of assuming they were going to build in like revenue share or something, but I don't know. If they don't do that, I'm not sure why it would exist.
Exactly. It's like, yeah. I bought it because it's a good product and a shiny platform, and then change my mind quite quickly, which is always
I was actually kind of sad. I was kind of sad when I saw they were launching it, because like generally protocols that don't need a token and don't launch one do a really good job. So it's always kind of like sad when you see them launch one, because basically it means they need funding usually.
And I think it's dumped today, hasn't it? As everyone's been selling the airdrop.
Yeah, I bought some at under 30 cents. I was like, you know what? This looks like it's pretty beaten down.
Just joining here. Can you guys give me the lowdown on autism? What's going on? What's the end goal?
Yep. So first question that I have for you, Drew. Has anyone ever described you as maybe a little bit socially inadequate? You know, you feel like people are saying to you.
Daily. Daily appearance.
All right. Second question. Do you sometimes get told that you aren't very expressive with your emotions and you tend to have quite a blank face, whether happy or sad?
My girlfriend describes me as emotionally unavailable. So, yes.
Has anyone ever called you a retard?
Constantly. My boss, yeah. Who's 10 feet away from me. So.
Oh, right. Hope I'm on speaker. Well, this is the coin for you, my friend. Just quit your job, to be honest. Put everything in it. And you're going to make a lot of money. I'd bet my house on it.
I might as well. I just lost half my bag the other day on Jizz Rocket and Pussy Financial. So,
oh, well, that's what you get for investing in stupid fucking shit, then, isn't it? You could have spent that on drugs instead, Drew. Bet you love smoking weed. You could have spent it all on pot. And you didn't.
Sometimes it does hurt when you get wrecked in crypto, and you're like, "Damn, that would have been a nice bag of weed." So it's gone now.
Well, Maybe crypto did you a favor.
Wait a minute. Is Jizz Rocket a good investment?
Probably.
I thought so.
Crypto is the one space where someone says I lost half my wealth in something and immediately people say, is it a good investment?
4 hours ago,
Drew, do you want the right curve, mid curve, or left curve version of the autism coin discussion? What's your preference?
Mid curve.
Mid curve is it's just a stupid meme coin. And you shouldn't buy it. That's the mid curve.
Well, that's a huge letdown.
The dimwit side of it is ape into it with max slippage, life savings. The right curve version is, you could talk about like market caps and, you know, volume traded and other bullshit, exit liquidity and like the pool size and all that stuff, right?
I feel like I'm already exit liquidity. I'm on CoinHaul right now, getting ready to pump your bags.
Prepare to sell.
It's been out for like, I don't know, 2 days, something like that.
What's funny about this is I just swore off this D-Gen shit about 4 hours ago.
Four hours?
Dude, I've quit like four times this weekend or this week or whatever the fuck day it is.
Yeah, I guess I officially have a gambling addiction.
I made 150K this weekend from 10K.
Nice. I got those percentages actually, but not with that much money, so I'm jealous.
Yeah, well, that's because you're poor.
that is what
happened. Yeah. Today, for the first time in my life, I learned why Americans call Wednesday hump day. And I never knew what it meant. And it's holy shit, American culture is completely wage cocked.
Wait, is it because you're in Egypt and you ride camels on Wednesdays from their hump?
Well, that's part of it, but it's because Wednesday is the middle of the week for wages. So,
as a wage cuck, I'm deeply offended.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
I convinced my ex it was called Hump Day for a different reason. It worked out pretty well.
What? So you raped her?
Actually, the other way around. We won't go into that.
You are naughty. You're a very naughty squirrel.
She's a bad squirrel.
Is all I can say to that.
They're known to have rabies.
It looks like she's got the worst kind. Turned into a rat.
Hey, I got news today that ears died, but they're in the chat. Is that the wife or what?
Yeah, that's his wife.
Okay.
Now, you want to be careful, like, getting rid of your autism token. So if you have autism token, understand that, like, what you do with it has everything to do with the rest of your crypto existence. I'm going to give you that, like, little bit of, like, forewarning that... it's a test, and if you fail this test, then when the wallet analysis of who has it and who doesn't is performed, you will be excluded from certain circles if you get rid of your autism token. So just be aware of that. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. Midas isn't here, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. You have to be sure never to get rid of your autism tokens.
Number go up.
Yeah, it really is a test. Quite frankly, it actually is one. So I think everyone should be aware of that. Because you know how like chains and things, they'll do like make decisions on who gets airdrops and whatnot based on certain types of coins. Oh, did you own, you know, Cosmos token? Did you stake it? Blah, 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 right? All these kinds of things. There'll be a future time when how much of the thing you have in your wallet has some relationship to other video games that would be played.
What is Cosmos token? I don't know, some bullshit called Adam. So keep your tokens in your wallet, your autism tokens. You're going to want those. It doesn't matter if it moons. It doesn't matter how much it goes in price. You're supposed to leave it alone. Understood.
Yeah, luckily I have no idea how I sell my tokens. So,
well, are we allowed to LP it, or is that did I break a rule?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, LP would be fine too. I think that makes sense.
Okay. I'm trying to help, right? I want my friends to be able to buy
LP. LP makes sense. Yeah. Got to put that on the list. LPers and holders. We'll have to do some kind of like snapshot at some point.
Do we get the Astroport,
get the Astroport people and the Injective people or whoever the fuck it's necessary to do that. Maybe Rahman knows how to do it.
Do we get a age 59 and a half exemption on withdrawals? Because I just put my pension in.
Probably. So you can get this autism token with Fidelity or what?
I'm pretty sure there's not going to be a autism ETF.
Why not? That'd be cool.
There could be.
We could give 1% to like autistic research or something scammy.
Yeah, what's the most insanely scammy thing we can say about this token? I'm not sure.
It funds autistic research.
That pretty much would take the cake, yeah. There's got to be some like really good like PowerPoint visuals, like a fucking, you know, there needs to be like a pitch deck for this thing of how how you're gonna like cure.
You
like,
need to have you need to have the little puzzle symbols, right?
You need little puzzle symbols, and if you can put these little pieces together, then
yeah.
And that fourth piece doesn't fit or something.
If this coin gets popular, there will be a Rain Man one day. Watch.
Yeah, this week we gotta have like
that'd be a good token, Rain Man,
like a round peg in a square hole type of situation.
Autism token pigeon NFTs.
We should require everyone to take that eye test that Bruce used to have up in order to get the airdrop and see if they're autistic or whatever.
Yep, this is funny. But having said all that, once Injective kind of hits about what, $92? What do you think, Phil? Is that the time to sell it? I bought it at 25. Two what? Extensions above the all-time high.
Oh, God, yeah. That would, yeah.
92 sound like a good spot to dump it before it hits like the 100 meme theory, front run the $100.
I think before 100 is always a good time to take some off the table. That's like a psychological number too, you know.
I got in at $1.50, and I'm still riding it. So,
$1.50, nice work. Did you get a sizable amount? You have pretty.
It is now.
Okay,
but I should have got more.
As these things go, right?
Yeah.
Every time.
Yep.
Especially with these meme tokens on Astro right now, because when they do go up, like, you know, they go up 1,000%, and you're like, oh my God, like, why didn't I buy more every time?
I think Injective will cross Solana's market cap in the bull run.
Bikram, are you getting paid to shill this thing already? Did you join the shill cartel for Injective? Is that what it is?
Yes, I just joined shill cartel just 1 week ago because of you.
Because of me? Why? Because I bought this thing? Jesus Christ.
No, I thought that shilling thing was bad and it's not working. And I just, and you guys saying that it is bullish, and I go into that things and I do some research and I see like lots of
development. You bought this Injective thing and you told all your friends in India or some shit.
Yes, I also do these things, and I also, you know, I have like a friend circle, like hundreds of people and colleagues, and I make them buy these tokens and they already get like a 2x in last 1 week, and they bought this token like 26th or 27th. And
You know what I'm going to recommend you'd have them do is have them sell it now so that you can be their friend forever. Right.
And all
you made them a 2x and they're going to be happy. If you dump on them later, right, they're going to be unhappy.
No, it is not going to dump. You know, you can see there is a lot of development going on their platforms.
Here we go again with the development and the fundamentals and everything. Phil, tell him what happens when you worry about fundamentals.
You lose all your money.
Bingo.
It's more like you just never make money. You might not lose your money trying to be smart, but you won't make shit.
It's funny how in crypto, like, we get to this point where it's like, oh, a 3x just isn't good enough, right? Like, you can wait years in the stock market or some shit for that and just sit there and just look at the sky while it goes. And it's like, oh, it's only a 3x, man.
And then you look at a 5% bond annually and you're like, what? Why would you buy that?
You're down 99% like next year and you're like, oh.
I get it now.
Taking the 3x, man.
I didn't know Luna could go to zero. I'm a fucking idiot.
I didn't know.
Yes. So everybody lost money in Luna. That is the most common thing in this space.
I didn't lose any money in Luna.
Yeah. I got lucky. I didn't.
I bought in at 29 cents. So
I was. You were way early then.
Yeah.
Okay, I was in like 5, and then like, fortunately, I had all my shit in Prism, and that like, was it X Prism, Y Prism? I don't remember anymore. But it was just like that, like liquid staked Prism token with the yield. Remember that?
Yeah.
You push the confetti button, and you get like some other BS token. Yeah. So that whole thing was fun, but like, it saved me because like, I was able to sort of like sell that thing, and I wasn't stuck in regular staking. There's a gigantic amount of slippage, of course, but still, right? Like it was possible to sell it. But that was pure luck. Like I didn't I didn't go into that thinking, ooh, I'm going to be able to, you know, use this to sell or whatever but it just happened that was the situation I got myself into, and it worked out better in that sense.
You know, the most funny thing is where I invested like $3,000 in Anchor Protocol. And, you know, the pool, Luna and something like USDT or something like Luna and UST pool. And after the crash, I see that amount, it's like $15, 3,000 to 15.
But you got your Luna 2 airdrop, right?
I guess so. I didn't get this. You know,
it should already be in your wallet.
No, that was a Anchor Protocol liquidity pool. It was not, you know, snapshot into this airdrop thing. Yes. I hold something like 10,000 Luna in the Binance, and I get the airdrop every month. I am getting airdrops like $70 and $80, something like that. So,
you mean the staking rewards?
Yeah, no, just like airdrops in Binance, they are paying these airdrops monthly.
Oh, I see, because you're stuck in there, so they're basically giving you the staking rewards. Okay, I get it. Yeah, see, they staked it for you, and they're giving you the staking rewards, is what it is. It's not, not exactly an airdrop, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Bullshit Binance.
Well, they got their Luna stock too. That's what happened. That's why you're getting that. It's not totally bullshit. There's a lot of other exchanges that like either like went under, they closed like Voyager, or there's like people had it on some other places. I don't know if like crypto.com, for example, gave any of their users any of theirs. And then Coinbase had a bunch of Wrapped Luna. That crowd is pissed because like the Wrapped Luna crowd basically lost everything and they didn't get the airdrop. Yeah. And whoever owned like, was it Wormhole or whoever owned the actual bridge got the entirety of that airdrop. So that was a kind of a mess too.
It's kind of one of those things like they got a Wrapped token though, right?
Sefil, did you realize that 2 years ago, the centralized exchanges were scammy as hell, you know? The centralized exchanges towards 2 years ago, they like, you know, they just play the manipulations game, and it was so, so risky that time. And right now it is now.
I lost a lot of money without, when I was like new in this, by staking with centralized exchanges. Like I had a big Atom bag staked on Crypto.com. So like later I find out I literally just handed them like thousands and thousands of dollars of airdrops.
Yes. Binance was a scam. At first, nobody was going to believe that. 2 years ago, Binance organized many types of scams. And this is why they just care about this SEC, because I lost few money because of Binance and they didn't pay me the airdrop fully. And also they did something like, you know, the futures trading, and they used to doing something like flash crash. And that was not actual crash. And that was only happening in the exchange. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say if it's them, right? Like, it can also be big traders on there, but it's definitely not good when you see that. Yes, they used to do a lot of scam mix like that.
Yes, I lost so much money in the flash crash, and they just organized these things. It was a pure scam, and Binance was the masters on it. And so Binance is not a safe exchange. Binance did a lot of bullshit things in last 2 years.
There really is no safe exchange, in my opinion. And I'm not like a DeFi maxi, but they're all like for-profit businesses. And they're all getting you somewhere. That's why they exist.
That was a crazy experience, that whole Luna ride.
Still recovering.
I unstaked, actually. It was a couple million dollars worth. And my friends and I were just doing the whole Be Luna thing, you know, at the time. Before it crashed, but we got stuck on the Be Luna side and it was horrible.
Yeah, I wasn't even staked and I just didn't get my money out because I had too much faith.
Yeah, I was on a call with Jesse and we were defending the peg, and that was an expensive ride.
You also had the May Day from before, so like the people that were convicted in the May crash the year before, like they made so much money so easily, it was absurd. So the people who saw that were like, oh shit, like this is the same opportunity. And it really got us.
Yeah. It was great though, dude. Barely. We're freaking black belts now, you know? Nothing phases us.
That's true. It is really easy to stomach the volatility after that.
Yep. Autism's looking good again. Good job, boys. Keep buying.
Because of all the liquidity
the thing about kind of microcaps and stuff is it's hard to get into one that's like reasonably fair launched. That's the trick, right?
Yeah, like what's so cool about Newt and Puppy, and especially Newt, I guess, and Puppy, but they fair launched it and they burned the liquidity contract, so that's an interesting meme coin.
Yep, like, you know, Autism's, you know, it seems like it's reasonably fair launched, and then there's like what's it called, like Zephyr is reasonably fair launched on the grand scheme of things, although you know, the team has a fairly sizable token bag though, so I don't know how that plays out, but it depends on how long you hold it, I think, since that becomes like smaller and smaller proportionally over time.
Hey Bikram, you there?
Yes, absolutely.
What's your opinion on Bengal tigers?
Yes, it's a tiger.
Really?
Yes. It's a tiger and it's from Bengal. This is why it's a Bengal tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens when they come raging into the city? Are they like trying to get shooshed out, or do you guys pop them with a gun? What? You worship them?
No, what's the deal? Not like that. No, right now the tiger is not like, you know, that there are only few number of tigers is alive and they are protected, and they are not, you know, living in these areas where the human lives, and they are far away from the humans. And this is not like, it's a bullshit Hollywood movie. You can see these things only.
I don't know. I've seen some pretty gruesome ones on Instagram.
Actually, you know, the Bengal tiger size is bigger than the lion.
Yeah. Thanks.
A Bengal tiger is bigger than a lion. Fact.
Yes, actually, yes, I know that, and I see if you like two or
now
three.
We know you need the autism token because he asked you about your opinion and you gave him facts.
Yes, I already bought Futurism token. I already told you the idea is mine, you know, exploring the injective chain 7 days ago. And I also said these things. And now you are saying this, buying autism token. How you know that?
I think it's a trap. I think it's a big old trap.
I want to hear some opinions.
Let me see what happened to the autism here.
Real quick, I'm less than 24 hours into this autism.
Yes,
I have some really generous friends, and Jade is really nice, and we love Bruce. And anyways, when you look at a big old chunk of money that you just got gifted, you know, and you just hold it.
Hold up a second. He gave you some autism tokens?
No, he gave me the link.
Link to what?
What link?
To buy it.
Oh, okay.
Good cover. Man, like, you got autism tokens from Bruce and I didn't. I was going to get very upset.
Okay, anybody wants to hear some facts? So I want to share some facts, you know? In India, like Indian women, 99% are racist.
Indian ovens are racist?
Yes, actually, they are deeply racist, you know, like a full on racist. Like,
yeah, but
they're not racist. Seriously.
What level are you? Because I know you guys have like levels of race there, right? You've got like the number one swag, you got the low street sweepers, you got the middle bureaucrats, you know. Which one are you?
Like, you know the concept in India, like the people are white means beautiful and the people are black means looking bad. So you can see the beauty creams and this all the cosmetic industries are focusing on India's and the advertisement, you can see there's lots of
this is actually, this is really correct. Like, studies have shown that Indians are actually, in fact, the most racist people on earth, and they don't give a flying fuck about it either.
Yes, absolutely. It's a culture. Racism is a, you know, racism in our culture. It's a normal thing. And you know, the Bollywood actors, they promote the advertisements. And they just promote ad like it's selling their creams and you will turn into white, some kind of shit like that. And this is why the you can see the cosmetic industry is like a few billion dollars. And because of this idiot, racist Indian omens.
Zara, do you want to look whiter?
I did for a while, but... I've decided to be black. I want to be a bit darker, you know. I want to be a bit more culturally diverse. So I'm not really interested. But what about you? Do you want to be white?
Yeah, I use special creams for that.
And your eyes, are they still Asian or do you
and use the name of this cream is Fair Lovely. Fair and Lovely. Your wife is Indian, right, Sefi? Then tell her what is Fair and Lovely. She will explain to you the what is the Fair and Lovely ad, and she will tell you the Fair and Lovely is the cream is a really popular in India, and the whole celebrity promote this cream like 7 days you will turn into white in 7 days. That's the motto, you know, that's the advertisement.
I never want to go to India. I'm so uninterested in going to India, you know why? It's like when you look at the fecal map of the world's oceans, it's all coming out of India. Like, why is that? It's all coming out of there.
The fecal
like,
map?
I know. Yeah, like the amount of fecal matter found in the ocean.
If you play smart, you can be millionaire in just 1 month in India. You know, the strategy is like whole Indian is a communal. You have to open a YouTube channel and go to the mandir of something like that and say some Hindi stuffs. You will trust me, the 1 million subscriber you will get like 1 month.
Yeah.
Have you tried this, man? Sounds like you're speaking from experience.
No, I am not a white person, you know. You have to be white, you know. So people will, you know, attract by your color and the nationality.
Just
So
7 days time, you can do it, surely.
Oh, it's like, look at this white boy. He's going to the temple in India, and he's like doing some prayers or something, and then you can get on YouTube.
Yeah. This is the trick, you know. This is the trick.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to India because everyone I know that went there got worms in their bum hole.
Jesus Christ!
No. You are wrong. Yes, you know, the India is like a fully capitalist country right now. You can see some really big stops, you know, like UAE, and similarly, you can see the poor peoples, like me. Obviously, but there is a difference, you know, the inequality between the high earner and the less earners, you know, the class, the elite class and the lower class. The difference is like huge. The elite class earning like, you know, the monthly $10 million or $11 million, something like that. And I earn something like $200 a month. This is the difference and huge difference.
These Astro tokens are so stupid. They're so volatile, it's crazy.
What's a disaster token?
No, these Astro tokens. That's really weird, though, because I was literally just on CoinGecko looking at disaster token. But no, the shitcoins launching on these Astro outposts are pretty funny. The majority of them are rugs. I think they're probably by like one group just launching them over and over. But it's fun to watch.
Oh my god, autism is crashing. It's going all the way down.
The test is going to be... when like your autism bag is worth like $1 million and then you have to like resist the urge to sell it, that's going to be the test.
Don't be panic. I already told you like a 100x tricks. You can invest $100 and you can earn $1 million. Just a trick. You have to be white. You have to go to the mandir and say something about the Hindu religion and you will become a millionaire.
This just doesn't sound right.
Actually, Sefi, you can try this. I already told you this is the freaking mind blowing trick. You know, you can, you know, you will get something like 1 million followers is faster in like a 7 days. You know, not like 7 days; it's just 2 or 3 days. You don't know how much
able to help us out there, Sefi.
Yes, you don't know how much bullshit in this space.
What language do we need to set it to?
Sorry, I don't get you.
What language do we need to record the video in?
You can record the video in English, but you know, in slow Indian tone, and you have to use some 2 or 3 Hindi, like Namaste India, something like that.
Okay,
and that will attract absolutely.
I converted some of my autism into. Injective earlier, and now it's. I should have waited because now it's worth more. This is really messed up. I don't think this stuff is for me.
That's the problem with the problem with trading is it's never perfect, and there's always something to regret, even if it's a good one.
Did you already sell your autism token, Zara?
Yeah, I just sold it.
How? Why?
No, not really. Just a bit.
Secure the bag.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've got a baby to feed.
Is the baby autistic?
Well, I fucking don't know.
I guess you don't really know yet, huh?
No.
Sefi just gave this great speech on resisting selling and holding it for a long time because there's going to be more rewards possibly down the road.
That's always when you sell. As soon as you hear someone say things like that, you
know. Zara hates me anyway. She does the opposite of whatever I say.
No, I do everything you say. I was going to send you some injective earlier. You know, that came from a place of love. But I guess you still appreciate it. No one appreciates me. And everyone should feel sorry for me as well. Because I'm a victim.
You and Taylor Swift, huh?
What?
Oh, I heard Taylor Swift is playing a victim.
I can't understand this.
Taylor Swift? Okay, never mind. She's not in your part of the world.
Is that a type of coin? what chain is that on?
It's on the Swift chain. It's called Taylor. Okay. Anybody have anything interesting else going on right now?
I was just thinking about getting some Zephy right now under 20.
This space is called the Crypto Matkit update. You guys are so retarded, you didn't even like notice this name was wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
You see this?
You miss.
Yeah, I think Autism's the best performing coin of the day, legitimately.
Yeah, I feel quite stupid. I made such a foolish error.
You didn't sell it when it dipped, did you?
No. But I sold before. I sold before it went up.
Hey, I just want to say, is this space recorded?
Yeah.
Fucked up, I think.
No, I'm just joking. It's not. It's not recorded. Oh, no, it is recorded.
Bruce is going to know what you have done. This is no good.
Yeah.
You know how he is.
I think to uninstall everything right now. I have to delete my Twitter profile.
Why?
Start over from square one. You'll have to get all those 4 followers back again. Maybe send them a message ahead of time, right?
I already crossed the line, bro. You know, 2024, there is an election going on. The national election, the presidential elections. They will put me in jail if these things going out.
If what goes out? I don't understand.
Like, you know, the racism stuff and the other things I already told you about.
Oh, you're running for an election?
No, I am not running for the elections, but the government is bullshit. You know? They are the... You will know it's a third world country. This is possible. You know, the government will... They're powerful and they just love to express their powers and they just show much bullshit. If you say something about...
Have you ever been...
I love my country and I can comment about my country for the better. But if you say something about the country when the... Politicians have the power, the centralized authority have the power, and they will promote you like you are the anti-nationals are the Pakistan.
I'm not sure the Indian government are in this space. You should be okay.
You don't have a blue check mark, dude. You're all right.
Yes, I have a blue check mark, you know, but they are demoted to me. I say, you know, the basic plan. I choose the basic plan only. This is why they didn't provide me the blue tick.
The basic plan.
Yes.
That's like a Netflix tier or something. You have to watch advertisement.
Yes. I have to watch advertisement. I choose this because now I can post the long thread, you know, long tweet. I can message the long. It's just the size is matter always.
I shared something up top here. Hold up a second. Let me make sure it actually shared. Do you guys see this?
What?
Hold on. Let me see. I didn't think it shared properly. One second.
I just want to share one more funny thing. Then the omen.
I'll just retweet it. I need to know if this is a top signal or what.
Sorry?
This is Greg Osuri, the Indian guy who runs the Akash Network, and he's wearing cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. Top signal or no? Is the coin going to crash? That's my question.
No, there is a 2 type of Indians out there. You already know. 99% are scammer, 1% are good. Maybe he's from the 1%.
You think Greg is one of the 1%?
Yes, good? Absolutely. 1% in India, you can see the large number of people. You know, 1.5 million people out there.
Are you an AKT token bag holder? Are you a coin bag holder or no? Do you have the Akash token?
No, I don't have any Akash token.
Akash
I don't know.
Like what? Sky, right? Sky in Hindi or something?
Yes, Akash means sky. And also, Akash is the most common name in India.
Is it really?
Yes, yes, yes.
So you think a bunch of Indians bought this coin?
Yeah, absolutely. A bunch of Indians bought this coin, but you know, the Indians don't have that much money. So if 1.5 billion Indian bought this money, bought this token, it's maybe something like the market is like, you can see, I assume maximum $1.5 billion. So Indian don't have the buying power, you know.
Okay.
Indian don't have the buying power.
All right.
The whole crypto market is based on the United States of America. You have to accept that fact.
And because China
your
too,
people,
or no?
Because your people have the buying power mostly.
Well, it does look like Solana is going to flip BNB now. So if someone wants to gamble on something, it would be that. A little bit late in the game, but still probably not too late. What do you guys think?
Yes. I think BNB is, you know, fully focused on the Asian market. And they're just following the large amount of users. And the users only. And right now they are not focusing on the business part. You know, because and they're just tying up with the Saudi Arabs and the UAEs. So you can see the Binance is now some kind of stable positions next 3 to 4 years. This is a possibility.
See if anything else is happening today.
I just want to share one fun fact, you know, that was inappropriate. The woman named Zara was in the space. Do you know in India, Zara means?
What does it mean?
Slut.
That's why she used that name. I think she's going to be very happy to know that you noticed.
Yes, in Bangladesh too. In Bangladesh, Zara means slut also.
How many different languages does it mean slut? At least two? What?
Yes, in Bengali mainly, it's Bengali. Bengali in Bengali, Zara means slut. And the Bengali, I am a Bengal person. I'm from Bengal, so I live in India. And there is another part of Bengal that was Bangladesh. Like, you know, the Spanish guys living in United States, you know, the Spanish talking in Spanish, something like that.
Yeah, like Christopher Columbus.
What? Columbus was Spanish?
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Well, my fetch token's doing pretty good. Coin's doing pretty good today.
Yeah, I messed up on that one.
How so?
Oh, at 19 cents, I did a leverage trade.
At 19? Okay.
And that was my position. But then it dipped to like 18 cents and it stopped me out.
Well, okay. No, I just bought a big bag of spot of this thing. I figure.
Yeah, I should have too. AKT's doing very well, though. I got that one early as well. There's no reason we shouldn't all have like 5 or 6 really good AI coins. Just doesn't matter the bag size. Just get a bag now and let it ride for 10 years.
What is the AI coin, I think? I don't get the concept, you know. Is this all about the marketing thing, you know? You have to use this AI into crypto or something like AI into crypto. How is AI creating impact in crypto? I don't understand this logic. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was
was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Spaces.